properties in Emma Street. So if the panel was of a mind to perhaps defer the matter, we would seek to reduce reducing the height of the eastern end. We feel, though, that the building wall heights, as I've said, are less than 6 metres for approximately 50% of the length of that site. So they're actually under six metres from taken from the ground level of hill. In terms of view loss also, I know that the council's officers have done an assessment against the Tenacity case, which is the standard for view loss, and we note in their assessment that they've acknowledged that the views that are gained are across, in several cases, many side boundaries, and although they are of wonderful things, there's no doubt about that, and can't generally be expected to maintain all of those views, particularly where they're across side boundaries, which is the case in this instance. I suppose that's probably what I have to say on the matters, unless there are any other amenity issues sought to be discussed. I note that the visual privacy matters can fairly readily be dealt with via louvers or heights of windows on the southern side, and that's the visual privacy. And there's solar access issues. We've demonstrated that the proposal won't have a non-compliant overshadowing impact on the adjoining properties. Thank you.
Okay, look, thank you for that. I'm not sure that we have the option of deferring this, do we, David?
No. The fundamental problem for me, I think I'm speaking for the other panel members, is it is a direct result of the infringement of the height control, which results in the view loss. And if you were to comply with the height control, there would be no view loss. This suggests to me that you need a redesign, really, of your proposal. What we propose to do is to refuse this application, but what you could do is apply for a review of this application if you come back with an amended design which meets the height control and satisfies Mr. Johnson's concerns about the contamination problem. That's our present inclination.
Yes. So effectively, if you look at the recommendation and six recommendations aspects under that on page 897 of the agenda, I think you would need to address all those issues listed there. One of which does refer to what I was talking about in terms of SEP 55, the remediation of land and those points there, but not just that, all those issues listed on that page, I think. So for those reasons outlined in the recommendations, we will refuse it today.
In the light of that determination, if there is anyone here who wants us to change our decision, then we will hear from you. No? All right. Then in that case, that is the formal decision of the panel, which is unanimous, so we don't need to vote, is to adopt the recommendation to refuse, and the grounds of refusal are set out in the recommendation. Thank you for your attendance.
Thank you for the panel.
And with that, I can formally close this meeting. Thank you very much. There you are. We're finished at 3:15.
Congratulations.
3:15. 11 matters.
That's a record.
11 matters.
Now you can make that Christmas party.
But I said I won't go because I thought I wouldn't be there.
Don't cheat. Two are taken off.
I'm gonna boast to Kevin next time I see him. I said we got through 11 matters by 3:15.
We'll tell him if we see him before you do.
Yeah.
I don't think I will.
Oh dear.
I think he knew what was going to be said.
They'll have to go back to a complete redesign.
Exactly. I'm glad you mentioned redesign because that's what it needs.
It's a complete redesign. That's what he needs. Yep. A good meeting.
Yeah, no.
It was good. I think it was all very good outcomes.